really wonderful to just to be able to celebrate with all of you today as we think about what Christ has done for us and to rejoice because He has brought great hope into our lives. And we saw how the children, I really enjoyed the nativity play that the children did, because I've never seen gifts of, they brought a, was it a soccer ball? And what is this thing? Yeah, those were very, very creative gifts that they gave to the Lord Jesus. You know, God is looking for something from us because He gave something to us. The Bible says that God sent His only begotten Son into the world because He loved us so much. And because of His love, He wanted each one of us to understand that by giving His best gift, the Bible calls the Lord Jesus the indescribable gift of God, meaning that there is just nothing that can be compared to that gift. And that gift was given to us. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, it's important for us to understand why God had to send His Son into the world for us. You know, we live in a time where we are bombarded with so many different information that we receive every single day. Now that we have our smartphones, you know, we have pretty much we have access to pretty much everything in the world. Now the world has become a very small place. It's all found in this one device, you know. I'm just fascinated with the way things are developing in terms of technology. You know, back in the day we used to sit on a computer and wait for emails, log in and all that. Now you have pretty much everything at your fingertips, literally. You have access to everything. And I don't know if you know that you can actually watch live television on your devices now. And it's amazing how you and I have come to a place where we can have access to everything. And yet, the Bible says that God wants us to have access to Him. The reason that God sent His Son into the world is because He wants us to have access to Him. Why? Because we lost our access to God back when man sinned against God. You know, the Bible says that the first man and woman that God created, Adam and Eve, the Bible says that they lived in the presence of God. You know, we were created to live in the presence of God. And what happened was when man turned his back on God and said, God, I don't need you. I can do this. You know, I've got this. And when man declared independence from God, what happened was man lost the presence of God. Man lost access to God. That's what we call sin. Sin separates us from God. What is sin? Sin is disobedience to God. Sin is walking away from God, doing our own thing. You know, God has given us a free will. We can choose what we want in this life. And God wants us to choose Him and walk with Him, talk to Him, and have access to Him. Why? Because without Him, we really don't have a life. Without God, we merely exist. We breathe, we do everything, but we don't have the real life of God. And that's why God sent His Son, Jesus, into the world. Why? Because He loves us so much that you and I can have access with Him again. Okay? And so, this evening as we are celebrating the birth of our Lord, let's remember how much God loves us. Now, I just want to leave with you three important names of God. You know, the first name, of course, we all know is Jesus. Okay? Jesus means He shall save His people from their sins. The name Jesus simply means He shall save His people from their sins. What that means is God is willing to forgive us of all our sins. You know, the Bible says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Meaning every single human being born into this world has sin in their lives. And that's why we need Jesus. Why? Because only He can forgive us of all our sins. His name, Jesus, means He shall save His people from their sins. That's why Jesus not only was born in this world, but He lived and then He died on the cross of Calvary. He took all of our sins, the sins of the whole world, He took it upon Himself and He became our sacrifice. You know, the Vedas talk about, particularly Rig Veda, talks about how God has to become man and offer Himself as a sacrifice for the sins of the world. And you know who did that? The Lord Jesus Christ. He came to the world and offered Himself as our sacrifice for our forgiveness. And that's why you and I need Jesus. The second name of the Lord Jesus Christ is Emmanuel. There are many names that He has. Every name has a particular meaning. Jesus means He shall save His people from their sins. The second name I want to point out to you is His name Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God with us. He wants to come into our lives. We saw that beautiful skit of how He wants to come into every area of our lives. He wants to come into our hearts. He wants to come into our personal lives, our families, our homes, our social life, whatever you may be involved in. He wants to be part of your life and my life. That's why we need Him, Emmanuel, God with us. See, when He comes in, life becomes meaningful. I can assure you this only because I experienced it in my life. Back in 1983, when I was 19 years old, I was a lost young man. I used to live in Chennai, India at that time. And I was so lost. I really didn't know what I was doing with my life. Everything else, you know, everything in my life was going great actually. But deep in my heart, I felt so lost. I felt as though there was no meaning or purpose in my life. And at that time, I remember someone told me about Jesus. And I gave my heart to the Lord. This was 30 plus years back. And I can assure you, since that day I gave my heart to the Lord, my life has never been the same. You know why? Because Jesus came into my heart, gave me the meaning and the purpose I was looking for. He gave me peace. He gave me joy. In the midst of all the trials of life, I have found Him to be faithful. I have let Him down many times, but He has never let go of me. That's why we need Him, Emmanuel, God with us. When He comes into our lives, there is meaning and purpose. The third name I want to leave with you is Mighty God. The Bible says in Isaiah 9:6 that His name shall be called Mighty God, Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father, Wonderful Counselor, and all those amazing names of God. One of the names is Mighty God. Why is He mighty? Because He can do miracles in our lives. He's the God of miracles. Think about the whole Christmas story. A virgin conceiving and bringing forth a child. The whole Christmas story is about miracles. Think about the wise men from the east who traveled 2 years following a star. And finally, they found Jesus. Everything about the Christmas stories is miraculous. Think about the angels who appeared to the shepherd saying, "Fear not. We bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be for all people." See, everything about the Christmas story is filled with miracles. And I want to assure you, when Jesus comes into your life, He can do great miracles. What is impossible with man is possible with God. When He comes into your life, you can expect great things because He's a mighty God. He's not just some, you know, when we think about Jesus, we always think of Him on the cross of Calvary, right? Weak, helpless, dying. Yes, He died for us. But that's not the end of the story. The Bible says on the third day He rose again from the dead, and He's alive today. He's a God of miracles. He can do great wonders and miracles in our lives. And I want to assure you, I've seen great miracles in my own life. I can tell you that He will do great miracles in your life too. If you will allow Him, if you will make Him part of your life. You know, the amazing thing about Jesus is, Jesus did not come to start a religion, right? And He's not a religious leader. First of all, Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is a way of life. It's our relationship with the Lord Jesus. Very simple. Christianity is not complicated at all. People think it's a Western religion. Well, first of all, let me tell you, Jesus was born in Bethlehem, which is in the Middle East, first of all. It has nothing to do with the West, you know. And of course, the gospel came to the West. Paul, the priest in Europe and all the different places. But one of the disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, Thomas, came to India and he preached and he died as a martyr in Chennai, India. Did you know that? I don't know if you've been to Santom Cathedral. In Santom in Chennai. I've been there, you know. Our church there, India, was in Santom. So for many, many years, I've just literally, you know, walked the streets of Santom, where St. Thomas finally died. He was killed in St. Thomas Mount. Still, to today, close to the Chennai airport, St. Thomas Mount. That's where Thomas died as a martyr. One of the 12 disciples of the Lord Jesus. So, in India we've had the gospel of Jesus Christ for 2,000 years. More than America. America is a country only for about 250 years. But India has had the gospel of Jesus Christ for 2,000 years. We were one of the first recipients of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So I want you to understand God's love for each one of you. He loves you so much. And that's why He came into the world for that. I'm telling you, life becomes meaningful when you open your heart to Him. As the children beautifully showed us, you know, what can I give Jesus? You can bring this and that and everything else. But at the end of it all, God wants our hearts. He's after our hearts. The Bible says, "What shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world but loses his soul?" You and I can make a lot of money and we can build big houses and, you know, have big balances, bank balances, but at the end of the day, we're not going to take anything from this world. We brought nothing in, but we're not taking anything from here. You know why? Because God has given each one of us a life to live on earth. But after this life, there is a life called eternal life. The Bible says, if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you will have eternal life. And that's why Jesus came into the world, so we can live with Him for eternity, for all of eternity. On this life, on this earth, He wants us to have Him in our hearts. And after this life on earth, there is an eternal life God has for us. And God wants us to enjoy that eternal life. He wants us to be with Him forever. You and I were created for eternity. You and I were created to be with God for eternity. And the Bible says, as many as have received Him, to them He gave the power to be called the children of God, and to those who believe in His name. You know, we don't have to say, you know what, this is my background, this is how I have lived, this is all I know, this is all I'm going to be all my life. No, you and I have been given a choice to open our hearts to the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I have so many friends from different religious backgrounds who are followers of the Lord Jesus Christ today. I have so many friends who have come from Hindu backgrounds who follow the Lord Jesus Christ. You know why? Not because they have changed religion, but because their lives were transformed by the Lord Jesus Christ. I have Muslim friends who are followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know why? Because Jesus met them and transformed their lives. Only Jesus can change our hearts. You and I cannot change our hearts. And I want to show you, when you open your heart to the Lord, He will come in and He will change your heart and He will give you meaning and purpose in life. You know, today we have different things in this world, you know, particularly, you know, some of you here from India, you understand what I'm saying. In India, we have this caste system which tells you exactly, you know, what you can be in life, what you cannot be in life. But I want to show you, when you come to Jesus, you are not boxed into anything. God can set you free. You know why? Because you and I have been created in the very image of God. And when Jesus comes into your life, it will bring joy, meaning, and purpose. You don't have to be bound to anything in life. You can be a free man, you can be a free woman to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. And your life will never be the same again. He wants to bless you with joy and peace. And He wants to give you that forgiveness of sins and eternal life. And I want to encourage you today to put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And He will bless your life. Amen. I'm going to pray with you. So can we just close our eyes for a moment? I want to encourage you this evening to open your life to Him, because He loves you so much. He died for you. He took all your sins so you can receive His forgiveness. He died so you can receive His peace. He rose again from the dead so you and I can have eternal life. I want to lead you in a simple prayer. And I want to ask you to repeat this prayer after me. And I'd like all of us here to repeat this prayer after me. So pray with me, saying, Lord Jesus, I thank You for Your love. Thank You for coming into the world for me. Thank You for loving me. Thank You for dying for me. Thank You for rising again from the dead. I believe You, Lord Jesus. I open my heart to You. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Be my Lord and Savior. Forgive me of all my sins. And fill me with Your Holy Spirit. Thank You, Lord. Be my guide. Teach me to walk in Your way. And to follow You. Bless me, Lord, and make me a blessing. I thank You. Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You know, some of you probably prayed that prayer, some of you did not. I want you to know, all it takes is to put your faith in Jesus. Because your faith is a gift from God. And we can put our faith in different things in life. But I want you to know that when you put your faith in God, when you put your faith in the Lord Jesus, you become a child of God. It's that simple. You know, today we want to do something to show that, you know, we can earn God's favor. But I want you to know that you and I can never earn God's favor by doing this or that. But God sent His Son to do everything for us. All we need to do today is to put our faith in Him. When we put our faith in Him, in what He has already done, you and I can enjoy this amazing relationship with God. Amen. God bless you. And at the end, we'll just pray a blessing over each one. Thank you. God bless.